publishing a new interview. Trump still refusing to say whether he believes the president was born in the U.S. Then, within hours, an email bombshell from the campaign. Mr. Trump believes President Obama was born in the United States, but nothing from Trump himself. This morning, a tweet. I'm going to the brand new Trump International Hotel DC for a major statement. Even on an issue so deeply personal to the president, Trump building up the drama for his next TV stunt.
You watch my statement. We have to keep the suspense going, okay?
Finally, with the press corps assembled, Trump bragged about his hotel, surrounded by a collection of decorated veterans backing him. Then he addressed the elephant in the room.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Since Donald Trump didn't answer any of our questions and he avoided the press completely, we're now tracking him down to a fundraiser in Virginia.
I pressed him. Will there be an apology?
Mr. Trump, can we talk to you?
Tom, how are you, Tom?
Mr. Trump, can we talk? Mr. Trump, are you going to now apologize to the president? Mr. Trump, are you going to now apologize to the president?
Tom Yamas with us live tonight. And Tom, after 5 years of this, many saying the timing could not be more convenient for a change of heart now 10 days before that crucial first debate.
David, Trump clearly does not want this issue to come up in the debate. He says he wants to focus on the issues. Just tonight, he was down in Little Haiti in Miami speaking to a predominantly black audience, and he did not mention the birther incidents once. He's trying to move past this, David.